What's up, guys? Welcome back to my next American Studies podcast. You're on the Goodnight Morning Show, where we break social norms and talk about important topics. Today's topic is the American Dream, and we're talking about what my modern American dream is. With the modern American dream, I feel it still directly relates with the American dream within history, but today I feel everyone's American dream is still different. Everyone perceives the modern American dream as something that's totally different going from one person to another. But in the past, we see people striving for a nice workplace, striving for education, having wealth, having nice family. And I feel nowadays people still strive for those same things. And unfortunately, some people still don't receive this. Like, some people still work in very harsh working conditions. Some people are struggling day to day just to make ends meet. But overall, I feel the past American dream and the modern American dream still directly relate with each other. And we see this within Fast Food Nation. We see workers, about half of them women, almost all of them young and Latino, sliced meat with long, slender knives. Workers, there are hundreds of them, pressed close together. They grab the meat with their hooks and attack it fiercely with their knives. Watch your step or one will slam you and throw you onto the bloody concrete floor. It happens to workers all the time. We see how some workers still are forced to work in these bad conditions, and I feel they all strive to have better conditions and be able to work easier jobs or nicer jobs so they're not risking their lives going from day to day. But we also see that people still strive for just having a positive childhood and coming up and growing up in a positive, nurturing way. And we still see nowadays that kids still don't receive this. Like from America's Forgotten Working Class by J.D. France, we see that he came from a very rough community. He had to deal with domestic violence. He had to deal with drugs and a really high mortality rate from where he lived. And with this, he strived to have a nice childhood, and he strived to be able to grow up in ways that would nurture him and allow him to become better and more successful. And so with the modern American dream, I feel people strive for having a positive childhood, being able to grow up in nice places in order to have a successful future. And unfortunately, some kids just don't get this, but everyone strives for it. And lastly, with history and modern American dream, people are still making sacrifices day to day to make their family live well. And with that, we see in the poem One Today, it says, "Father's cutting sugar cane so my brother and I could have books and shoes." And with this, we see parents of these kids creating sacrifices every single day in order for their kids to grow up well. And with the modern American dream, I feel parents want to see their kids succeed and want to see their kids do well and contribute to society in a positive way. So with the modern American dream, I feel kids deserve a positive childhood. I feel they deserve an education. They deserve to live in a nurturing household. And I feel that people deserve well working conditions, and they deserve to be able to work in places that they truly enjoy and that makes them happy. Because overall, the American dream is you being happy. However, whatever makes you happy, that's what you deserve. And with that all, we can't put one label on the modern American dream. There's no one set answer. One person sitting right next to you perceives the American dream as something totally different. But with the American dream, everyone strives to be happy. And with the modern American dream, everyone strives to be happy and just live nice, healthy lives. And with that, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Later. Wake up,